All right, everybody. My name's Gary.
I am Terry.
And we're here. This is Grandma's House, episode 1. I don't know what the hell we're going to talk about, but we got Mountain Dew.
Oh, if you thought those were beers, no, we're completely underage.
I'm 20.
I'm 18.
Yeah. So
this is an AA meeting, actually.
Yeah. No. We're good Christian boys. We don't do that.
Can we actually talk about the time we were at Grandma's House? Yeah, we're a little bit old. Yeah, we had a Wii. Okay. I'm not even going to cap. Okay.
We had a whole Wii. Remember when we used to bring our PlayStation 2s?
Yes. But we were playing the Wii. Okay. And my little brother didn't put the strap around his wrist.
Oh, okay? Shit.
And we were playing the bowling game. And that shit flew out of his hand and cracked the damn TV.
I remember that shit.
Grandma was pissed.
Pissed.
She was so pissed, and she got up all in his face, and then I got up in her face because she got up in his face. Mm-hmm. And it was just crazy. Crazy time, man.
So we're just going to refer to everybody, first initials, all the cousins. There were 6 of us there. There were 9 of us total, but there were 6 of us there.
It was Terry. I'm Terry. Yeah. It was Gary.
Gary. Fake names.
Terry's sister.
B.
My brother.
T.
Our cousins. CJ.
I mean,
nobody knows what it stands for.
Yeah.
And his sister, C. And then our other cousins live to the west of us.
To the west, deep west, deep Nevada, but like the good part of Nevada where they're not like
all. Where prostitution is not legal, okay?
Yeah. Well, that is the almost good part of Nevada. The prostitution is the good part. If you can legally walk in, I mean, not a Walmart, but basically, like.
Walking like, in the street and like, hey, let's do this.
No, man, they ain't even on the street. They got brothels.
Oh,
shit. They got, like, little stores you walk into and you, like, it's like window shopping for titties.
You're like, hey, I want this one. She's got a nice build. I want her. And they take you to a room and then you just bang it out.
Bang it out.
What?
They got security guards and everything.
So, like, what's too far out of a brothel?
What do you mean, what's too far?
How do you go too far and get thrown out of a brothel?
I don't know. You have like weird kinks. Like if you want to like hit them, you can't do that. Hitting people is bad.
I mean, like hitting like just a little slap isn't bad, but like if you start trying to beat the hell out of her,
yeah. I don't know. I don't even know if you can like slap them. Some people got some weird ass kinks, so I throw some people out. Like the people who like bring freaking like leashes and shit.
Well, what about the ones that like auto asphyxiation or whatever that is, where
they want to like choke themselves to death?
They hang themselves, and then their spouse, like, or their partner, whatever you want to call them, cuts them loose when they pass out so they don't die.
Spouse, partner, hooker, whatever.
I mean, it's all the same.
I don't think they'd let you do that. I wonder how many people have died in a brothel.
Oh, that's crazy thing.
I wonder how they control, like, the STDs. And
I think maybe you have to be STD tested. I don't know.
Like, when you walk in, they're just like, all right, give me your ding, your ding-dong, wiener.
Just wing-ling. Test that shit.
Yeah. Anyway. Wow, we started talking about grandma, and within 3.5 minutes, we're talking about hookers.
I mean, this is a podcast about really whatever happens.
Yeah. We just want to talk about whatever the hell we want to do. If you guys want to send us the little voicemails or recordings or whatever, ask us questions, give us topics, we'll play them on the podcast and discuss them.
We're down for suggestions.
Man, my throat hurts.
Do your knees hurt too?
No.
All right, you good. No. We're good.
There were no peni involved in my injury of the throat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, Terry and I just finished family Christmas over here.
Yeah, we're at Gary's house.
Yeah?
Actually, we're at Gary's parents' house.
I have an apartment.
I mean, yeah, you're like a mother-in-law wing.
Yeah, I've got like a little, there's like a little studio apartment above my dad's shop, and I rent it out for $500 a month.
I live in my parents' house still.
We're kids. We're still kids.
We both work somewhere where, I mean, can we tell them where we work?
I don't know. Will that get us in trouble?
Will that give us,
I mean. We won't say the name. We work for a shipping company.
A logistics company?
Not really logistics. They ship shit. We're not going to say which one because we don't want to get fired unless you guys just want to donate us a shit ton of money. And
yeah, if you want to make this our full-time job, I'm not going to be mad at y'all.
Yeah, and then we can talk shit about the company we work for all the time.
Yeah.
Worked for. My job is okay. It's decent.
I mean, we work at the same place, but we have two completely different jobs.
Yeah. I'm telling you what, though. I'm never shipping anything through this company again.
No, never. Never
again. The word fragile means nothing.
Nothing.
And we ship live animals. You know damn well those live animals, like 40% of them don't make it.
Yeah.
Because people do not give a shit.
Like, I work where we actually sort through the things that are shipped. And you'll see fragile boxes come down the line. They're all torn open and glass is everywhere on the conveyor belt. And you're like, do I really want to ship to this company again?
Uh-huh. And then, like, you'll see shit like, I'm the people who pack the planes. We just chunk some shit.
It's crazy.
We throw in as fast as we can. It doesn't matter. Shit falls out of the plane all the time.
Yeah, like the little smaller packages, like hand-sized packages. When you're loading it into the bottom of the bellies and it, like, drops, if that's a fragile, I mean, that's a what, 8-foot drop?
Us? Even in the small planes, you get
speaking up. Speaking of the devil, some shipping companies here.
Oh, for real? It's probably Amazon.
Yeah, it probably is.
We don't work for Amazon.
No.
I've heard terrible things about their shipping.
Yeah, I really have too.
Like, they're like leaving shit out in the rain, on the garage.
Can we talk about Mark Rober, how he's built another glitter bomb?
I was going to ask who the fuck Mark Rober was, but I actually watched that video this morning.
I watched it this morning too when I woke up. He built a second glitter bomb, but he built like a couple of them.
Yeah, for those who don't know, about a year and a half ago, he had like a $5 Amazon package stolen off his porch. So he created this machine where, and stuck it in a box where the box was opened.
It
recorded on all four sides with
cameras.
With cameras on what? Cell phones, right?
Yeah, cell phones. And then even if he lost the package,
he could
trace it. It went up to the cloud, so he still got the video from it. But he put like the world's finest glitter. Mm-hmm. In this thing.
And like nasty fart spray to make it smell like someone shit their pants right in your living room.
Yeah, but he did like what, 8 of these this time all over the country?
Yeah, all over the country. And now he just, you put them on your porch, and then when someone, he calls them porch pirates, right?
Yeah.
When someone takes your package and they take it home to unwrap it and see what they just stole from you, glitter gets all over the place, it smells like shit. And then before they realize there are four phones attached to the thing, they chunk it back outside because he has a police scanner sound on the back of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they think the cops are coming. It's the funniest shit.
Craziest thing about Mark Rober. He worked for NASA, okay? He built stuff that goes into space.
Uh-huh.
He quit his job to do stupid stuff like this.
That's goals.
And he probably makes a decent living off of making these dumb little videos like this. And he does like 12 videos a year.
Yeah, he said 12 videos a year. This man makes one video a month. That's nothing. I don't get how YouTubers can do that. How they can make one video a month and still be full-time.
Like, let's go into David Dobrik for a second,
yeah.
Okay? Let's think about how much video he records when he goes out with his friends, okay?
Right, because, I mean, he only makes 3 4-minute videos a week, but it's
4 minutes and 20 seconds, okay? He probably has hours worth of footage, okay?
And then they have to dig through all that shit?
He has to take... I've heard he edits for close to 15 hours.
God dang.
And he sits there for 15 hours and picks out the best little bits of footage he has and condenses it to 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Which is why they're so fast-paced and he only gets the funniest moments.
But that's about how long the attention span is.
Right.
Because if you're watching an 18-minute video, 4 minutes in, you're like, I don't even want to watch this anymore.
Yeah. Unless it's just...
It's really fast-paced.
Yeah. Which all of his videos capture that perfectly.
Yeah.
But there are some YouTubers like him who have to post 3 videos a week, every week, for the rest of their lives. And then there are some YouTubers like the Mark dude who post a video a month, maybe. Or like, what's his name? You know the guy who did the Roomba that bumps into walls and swears?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Michael something.
Michael Reeves.
Yeah.
Michael Reeves does shit like that. But he posts like 6 videos a year. Like, he hasn't posted in like 4 months before yesterday.
It's crazy.
Yeah. He made a video yesterday. He took like laser tag vests and put a taser on them and played taser tag.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Terrifying.
So, Gary over here has a bit of a squirrel problem.
Oh.
And I just got a call from my uncle before we started recording. He goes, "Do you have your BB gun in your truck?" I was like, "No." He goes, "Well, I'm going to Grandpa's house to get his pellet gun."
He said, "These damn squirrels finna die.
They keep crawling. They get inside like a little hole in my roof."
How many is there? There's like a whole cotton of like 10, 15 squirrels. Yeah.
And they climb in the hole in my roof and they get behind my walls. Look, me and Terry work nights. I come home. It's like 5 in the morning. I'm tired as shit. I'm showering. And then all of a sudden, a damn squirrel behind the shower starts like banging on the walls and shit. I just about die. Every time. I'll slip and fall in the shower one day. It's going to happen. Like an old lady. You know, old ladies always die, like slipping in the shower and they break like 25 bones.
Yeah, that's going to be me. Their hip and there's nobody home to help them. They usually drown.
That's well, thanks.
I mean, they can't roll over. Like, the water's just hitting them in the face. And they're like,
"Oh shit, I don't want to talk about ladies drowning, but that shit's funny as hell." Oh my god.
I just want to give a big shout out to the Basement Yard.
Basement Yard?
Yeah.
That's that podcast, right?
Yeah, that's the podcast that convinced me to start a podcast. Big shout out to Danny and Joe.
I think I've only listened to it once or twice.
Whose podcast convinced you to start one?
I listened to Casey Neistat and Candace Neistat's podcast. They do a podcast called Couples Therapy, and it's supposed to be talking about their relationship and all that shit, but dude, they bicker at each other, and the shit's hilarious. It's the funniest shit I've ever heard. And they're the ones who talked us into using Anchor, so, which is really cool.
Anchor is really cool.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I'm tired as hell.
It's been a long day.
Yeah. I'm in school right now along with work.
Oh, it's killing him.
Finals week was last week. I sleep about 4 hours a day.
This man goes into work at 9 o'clock, okay? Gets off about 5, sleeps for about 2 hours till about 8.
I'll get off around like 3:30, but then I have to drive all the way home. I live like 40 minutes from work.
So by the time you shower and everything, you're going to sleep about 5.
Yeah, 5:30.
So, you get like 2 hours of sleep, we'll say.
2 hours of sleep before school, go to school.
Goes to school from like 8 to 12 with all his classes. Come home, does homework from 12 to 2, and sleeps from what, 2 to 6?
Most days, some days it's like 2 to 6, some days it's like 2 to 4, 2 to 5. Depends on, you know, I have things I have to do before work, Monday, Wednesday. So, I mean, things like that, I have to wake up early, but most days I'll get around 5 hours of sleep, 6 hours.
Yeah, me on the other hand, I don't go to school. I don't know what I want to do yet, so I'm not just going to waste my money on some bullshit degree. So, I'm just working. So, I go to work about 9 o'clock. I get off about 3:30, you know, 4, same time. Come home, shower. I sleep by 5:30.
This man sleeps for like 17 hours a day.
I wake up about 8:30 the next night. So, like, I'll sleep from, like, 5:30 in the morning, sleep all day to 8:30 that night. Get up, go to work, repeat. I mean.
That's nuts.
They hate me because they hate me. That's all I got to say.
That's nuts, man. Like, I haven't had anything to do. I didn't have anything to do yesterday. I went to bed at 7:30 yesterday morning because I work late. I work late Friday night, Saturday morning. Saturday morning, I went to sleep at 7:30 in the morning and still woke up at noon. I didn't have an alarm set or anything. I just woke up.
I don't really set alarms. I just, during the week, I wake up when I wake up. If I sleep too late, my little brother comes upstairs and I'm like, "Hey, bub, you got to get up. Mm-hmm. You're late for work."
Have you told him you got to work Christmas Eve yet?
Yeah, he knows. Can we talk about how much bullshit that is?
Yeah. It's not even that, like, it's a hot, like.
We get off Christmas Day. But it doesn't really matter to us because by the time all our family stuff is done with Christmas, we're ready to go to work. Because we work nights. So I would rather work Christmas Day than actually work Christmas Eve. Because Christmas Eve, we go to work at 9 o'clock Christmas Eve, get off 3 a.m. Christmas Day.
If it's not busy, we'll get off at 3:30 or 4.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it sucks because like the company we work for doesn't even recognize Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve as holidays.
They don't. No, but they base their holidays off day shifts though.
Yeah. That's the thing.
That sucks. That sucks.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty.
I think they should change it. Like, we get off the eves and they get off the days. I don't know. I feel like people could wait an extra day or two to get their shit shipped to their house.
Yeah.
That's just me. If I'm going to ship anything for the rest of my life, I'm just going to freaking drive it there. Because that's some bullshit. Like, the way they treat their packages, treat their employees. Man, we're for real diving in on this company right now.
Like,
I feel... Don't fire us.
We're sorry.
I'm only sorry so I can get a paycheck. I'm not sorry if I don't have to do that anymore.
Sad thing is, that's the truth.
We don't need to tell anybody this is us.
Yeah.
We'll get fired in a heartbeat.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You imagine if our grandma actually finds this podcast?
I think that'd be pretty funny, actually.
Our grandma's a Jehovah's Witness, so she's very religious, and her grandbabies talking about, oh, this is bullshit. This is bullshit.
That would tear her to pieces.
I would feel so bad.
Yeah.
Are there sleeves on that, or is that just like a vest?
That's just a vest. It's really warm, though.
I don't get warm vests. Why would you want to keep your body warm and then just let your arms just
hang out? The thing is, like, I got writing on the sleeve of my shirt. So,
so style.
Style. Like
fashion.
Put this on and see how warm it is.
All right. I'll put it on.
Like, you see how warm that is?
Yeah. I feel like my arms will get chilly.
But.
If I'm going to wear a vest, I want to be warm.
Like, if you're a, it's basically for like social events, like political events, okay, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I feel you. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to take 1 minute. I'm going to take 1 minute. We'll be right back.
Piss or anything?
No, I don't need to piss. We're recording. and we're back with that. We take a little 10-minute break, listen to the first part of our podcast. It's our first one, so we want to kind of like, give a little lesson, but it's pretty cool.
I think I'm happy with it. I mean,
yeah, I don't really give a shit. I mean, not to be rude or anything, but I don't really give a shit what anybody else thinks about it. I think it's fun to just make it, you know?
It's fun to have something that's yours.
Yeah.
The thing about, like, it's crazy to think about, like, somebody in a completely different state, miles, miles away from here, could hear this.
Or country.
Like, going back to where we work, like, the other night I was at work. Was reading the label on a package about where it was going, and it was Dubai.
Dubai.
I was like, I touched a package. It's going to end up halfway around the world tomorrow.
You were in a plane that's going to end up halfway around the world
tomorrow. It's crazy to me.
I think it's weird. Like, when we undo the planes and the pilots come out after just landing, like, we're the first person they've seen
in America. America.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's pretty freaking cool. Back to the hooker thing. Sorry. I'm still thinking.
Straight into it. Let's get it.
I'm still thinking about that shit. We only discussed female hookers. I mean, surely they have to have male hookers.
I mean, I guess so. I mean,
how big of a market would there be for male hookers? You know? Because, like,
I mean, I feel like females aren't really that desperate.
Yeah, I mean, because girls can kind of,
they can persuade
any guy.
Any guy.
Yeah. So,
I mean.
Which I guess, for attractive men, it's pretty much the same thing. We're just chubby. Yeah.
we're little chubby guys. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
So that's why we're lonely.
Jesus.
Applications for cuddle buddies in the description. Oh my goodness. But yeah, I'm having fun with this whole podcast thing. I think I could do this. I don't think I'm going to tell anybody about it.
Probably not.
I think I'm just going to
keep it on low.
Let it go.
Let it blast off.
Like we said earlier, like, I mean, all right. It's going to be available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere else podcasts are distributed, displayed.
Yeah.
Listen to.
All right. I was thinking about this earlier.
Hit me with it.
I want your top five, like, how to describe this?
Hello?
It's just me.
No, we're good. Sorry. My dad came up with a shot.
All right, our top five, like, underrated rappers.
Underrated rappers?
Yeah.
I think Lil Dicky's first. Lil Dicky's getting popular, though.
Yeah, he's slightly underrated.
I don't listen to rap very much. I like all music. I just don't follow
rap. I'm very diverse in my music. So, but, like, I listen to whatever I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I feel like I listened to DaBaby before he was popular, though.
Before he was popular. You're a hipster now.
I mean,
I liked him before he was popular. I'm
fancy. Before he was like really mainstream, like on Rap Caviar on Spotify and everything.
What the hell is Rap Caviar?
It's like the top songs from like the month, the week, whatever that Spotify throws in the playlist.
Okay,
but like
Spotify thing. I like Spotify.
DaBaby would be one of the ones I think was underrated before he came up.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, Logic. A lot of people hate on Logic. I mean, his freestyles aren't the best.
His freestyles are garbage, man. His freestyles are literally just him reciting his raps. Flow,
like, underrated, like, as his flow. Like, his flow is pretty good.
He's a good rapper, but I used to love Logic, right? But then I heard him freestyle or try to freestyle, and I lost all respect for him. Like, all respect. Because it'd be different if he just said, like, oh, I can't freestyle. But this man pretends he can freestyle and then just recites shit he's already sang before, like in his songs.
Now, I want to touch on something that not a lot of people listen to, really.
Ah, my wiener.
Not going that route. People don't really, like, they don't, they think of rap, they think of, like, moving on the street, selling dope. That's not really what it's all about. Like, there's...
That's what the songs make it sound like. Like, I grew up in the streets, and I like man meat, and...
We're going with like
right back to peni. Sorry.
Jesus. Always back to the penis. Like Upchurch. Not a lot of people listen to him that you like as you think it would.
That's because he's a country rapper. People like not, country rappers.
But people label him as a country rapper.
He is a country rapper.
He's really not. Yeah. He raps about what he knows about. He didn't go up on the streets of Atlanta moving dope like some maniac. Are you watching my hair?
Yeah, your hair is kind of His hair, man, is everywhere. It is everywhere.
But, like, I don't think a lot of people show the respect to Upchurch that he deserves.
Yeah.
I mean, he does all
things. He's good.
He's good. He has good flow. His freestyles on YouTube are amazing. And then he does all different types of music, too. He doesn't do just rap. He does, like, rock songs, country songs, rap songs. I mean, everything.
You said rap songs twice.
Did I?
You said rap songs, country songs, rap songs. So he does two things.
Rap, country, rock, you know, he does pretty much all of it.
Yeah, but I feel like that's part of the reason why he's not that popular. Because he doesn't have just like a niche.
Another one I like, Adam Calhoun. He's like...
I never heard of him.
He was in the military and then he did some time in prison for something. Not sure what. But he has a good foot. Like, he speaks some good shit. Yeah. Like,
all right. Let's change the subject, man. I don't know shit about rappers.
All right. Hit me with it.
Shit about rappers.
It's really kind of quiet. Sorry. I smacked my jewel. Can we talk about the whole jewel thing? Like, what? Them banning flavors like that? Like, the mango, like, and everything?
Banning vaping in certain states. And
that's kind of crazy.
Well, jewel kind of came under attack, and they're getting rid of all their flavors to try and make it seem like they weren't advertising to kids. I don't know if they were.
I don't really think they were. I think they were looking at, like, the adult smoker market as, like, hey, this thing, it's like a cigarette. You get the same kind of nicotine buzz as a cigarette, but we offer different flavors. It's not just the same nasty-ass tobacco flavor.
Right.
But we offer, like, a mint flavor. Mm-hmm. The mango, when they were selling the mango, that was the most popular, like.
Right. But my thing is, like, I feel like people take out of context, like, Juul really only used, like, fruit flavors. And then no one's going after the big vape juices that are, like, bubblegum or, like...
Yeah, that's because, like, that's
Pink Unicorn or some shit.
That's all, like, the kids used was... I'm saying kids, like, I mean, like...
High schoolers, underage.
Like, we'll go, like, the middle school to, like, early high school age.
Mm-hmm.
They were only going for, like, the mint and the mango flavors.
Yeah.
And the fruit medley and stuff like that.
See, but I feel like they were only doing that because they wanted to use a Juul, and that was all Juul had.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, but Juul for the adult tobacco users offered, like, a tobacco flavor. If you like that tobacco flavor.
And menthol.
And menthol for, like, a menthol cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I feel like they came on the scene so fast.
Yeah.
That they were just, like, immediately under attack.
And they were very quickly mainstream. I feel like that's another reason they're under attack so much is because that's just what people know. People think vaping, they think of Juul immediately.
Yeah, I mean, because they came up so fast. I mean, they came up in 2015. They came, I mean, you walk around the college campus and you'd see a good percentage of college students with a jewel in their hand walking through the campus. And then as the years went on, like 2016, 2017, you walk around a high school campus, and if you did like a locker check or you pat down the school.
Hell, just walk in the boys' bathroom.
I mean, there's people, it started where high schoolers started to get them because their older cousins or siblings would buy them for them.
Or it's just a cheaper alternative to buying the $100 vape mods that high schoolers can't afford and can't hide in school. I think it all comes down to being able to conceal it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because it's like
vape mods, you can't bring those into school. You'd never be able to get away with that.
Yeah. I mean, the jewel you can stick in your pocket, you, like, if I were to walk in a mall, okay?
Yeah.
And I had a mod in my pocket, you could visibly tell that I had the mod on me.
Yeah.
But I would walk in with a jewel. Nobody knows I have that. I mean, it doesn't leave a big-ass imprint in your pocket.
Right.
It's easy to conceal.
Yeah, I feel like that's – but I feel like they shouldn't be under attack the way they are.
I know.
Especially – and the only reason they are is because all those people started dying from vaping. But they were dying from third-party pods.
They were dying –
using THC and
they were
using vitamin E.
Yeah,
it was the vitamin E that was killing everybody. Vitamin E, when it burns, it's that's what's killing everybody.
It was made, what was that thing called? It's a poison.
The stuff in apple seeds, right?
Yeah, you know.
Cyanide.
Cyanide.
Bam. We're not dumb, I promise.
Yeah.
How long do we want this podcast to go on for? Like, how long are our episodes? We haven't really thought about this. We haven't thought about anything. We decided to start a podcast 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, we were just like, we jumped into it. He grabbed his mic and his laptop, and he's like, we're doing this.
It happened.
And here we are.
Yeah.
I think 30 minutes to an hour.
30 minutes. We're about at the 30-minute mark.
I mean, whatever you feel comfortable with.
We can cut it off whenever you want to.
I know I kind of feel selfish because we're not giving them what they deserve. Sorry, guys.
What you guys deserve. What do they deserve?
Good quality content.
You don't think this is good quality content? I don't really. I'm in it. I'm very selfish in this regard because I don't see this getting big. I see this as something I enjoy and a good way to. It puts the pressure on conversation to where we're not like on our phones or on the TV. We're just actually sitting down having a conversation.
Like, it's gotten to the point where I'm not even on my phone that much, but like, I walk in my grandparents' house. My grandfather, he's on his iPad scrolling through Facebook. My grandmother's on her iPad scrolling through Facebook. Both of my cousins are on their phone scrolling through Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, something like that. My parents are going through Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah.
My little brother's on YouTube watching something.
And
I'm sitting on the couch and I'm like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah.
Can we not like put our phones and technology down and have actual social interaction?
Which, I mean, we're just as guilty.
I mean, we are. I mean,
but I feel like this is a good way to actually make it to where a conversation happens, you know?
Yeah.
Put a microphone down in front of people and people pay attention.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the whole vanity aspect of the duality of man and all that bullshit you learn in like ninth grade English or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, I'm in it for me. I enjoy the conversation. I don't see this getting big. Because I'm not going to tell anybody about it. I think it's cool. I wanted to try it. I want to keep doing it. Yeah. I want to just, you know.
Just something to do. Something fun to do.
So, thank you guys for listening.
Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. It's Gary and Terry. Fake ass names. And we'll see you next week at Grandma's house.
See you next week at Grandma's house.